This afternoon, we have in the studio the leading American child psychiatrist, Dr. Ambrose Taylor, author of the book Raising the Next Tiger Woods. Pleased to have you join us, Dr. Taylor.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Now, your book, I believe, is out here next month?
I believe so, yes.
And it has aroused a lot of interest and criticism too, I might add, in the United States.
That's very true.
Now, for the benefit of the listeners, I think we should point out that it's not actually about what to do if you want your child to be the next Tiger Woods, is it?
No, it's more about the dangers of hyper-parenting.
And by hyper-parenting, you mean?
I mean treating your children as if they were in a competition, hustling them from activity to activity in order to make their future resume, or CV for you, as impressive as possible.
Now, it seems to me that raising a child is anything but easy these days, and that parents can't win. It used to be the case that if you took an interest in your child's development, you were seen as a good parent. Now, you're just as likely to be seen as a pushy parent.
That is true, and it is very difficult for parents, I agree. Unfortunately, what has happened is that parents have been led to believe that if they do all the right things, they can somehow program their children for success. And it starts even before the children are born. Pregnant mothers are told what they should and shouldn't eat, and then after the baby's born, they're told that if they play at Mozart, this could speed its development. So they play at Mozart, and it just goes on from there.
So, are you saying that this advice is wrong?
I'm saying that advice like this has helped to create a very winner-takes-all society, a sort of competition culture, if you like.
Now, you are an American, and you have written about the situation over there. Would you say that the same applied here?
Most definitely, yes, and in other parts of Europe, too.
And would you say that this affects all sections of society?
I'd say it's pretty much the norm for all but the poorest families.
But this is just keeping up with the Joneses, isn't it? This is nothing new.
It isn't new, no. What is new, though, is the fact that whereas before there were some parents who would push their children, this wasn't the norm. Now, it is the norm. Parenting has become a very competitive thing. Parents are sending their children to gym classes or judo when they're five, French lessons when they're six. It has become a crazy sort of competition.
I imagine that parents who do this think that they're doing the right thing by giving their children the opportunity to develop any talents they might have, aren't they?
Of course. They believe that if they don't push their children, they're letting them down.
So are you condemning this outright?
No, I am not condemning it outright. What I am saying is that there are dangers in it. If a child is very good at something, then of course a parent should support them and encourage them. But they need to be honest with themselves and ask themselves whether the interest is really the child's and not their own. Also, a lot of problems can arise where parents invest an awful lot of their time and money in their children, and their children cannot live up to their expectations. It can be very destructive for the relationship and for the child's self-esteem. Not every child is going to grow up to be the next Tiger Woods or Venus Williams.
So, what is the answer?
The answer lies somewhere in the middle. Organize some structured activity for the child by all means, if it's something that the child is genuinely interested in. But don't fill their day with structured activities. Give them some free time to fill for themselves. Children need to learn to manage their free time. Otherwise, when they get older and leave home, they will lack the most basic self-management skills. They will simply not know what to do with their time.
That does seem like basic common sense, yes.
And don't expect your child to be the next Tiger Woods, either. It's only a few that will reach that level.
No. Well, thank you for coming on the program today, Dr. Taylor. It's been very interesting. Now, some music.